Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Being pregnant during the pandemic or being a new mom during this crisis can create extra layers of stress, anxiety, and feelings of isolation. To talk about managing mental health problems for pregnant women and new moms during the pandemic is Dr. Connie Gill. She's an associate professor in the departments of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and OBGYN, and she's the director of the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Program at MUSC. Dr. Gill, I understand that you've been seeing a surge of pregnant women and new moms seeking mental health counseling at your clinic during the pandemic. Tell us what's been going on.
Sure. So since the start of the pandemic, we've had about a 90% increase in the number of visits in our clinic. We're not so surprised by that, given that about one in five women will experience mood or anxiety or substance use problems. And stressful life events increase the risk for those problems. But I think one of the main reasons why we are seeing so many more women is that we're able to see them in their homes via telemedicine.
And what are some of the mental health issues that pregnant women or new moms might need help with?
One of the things that's really just foundational to the work that we do is helping to kind of build up people's resilience, and things like making sure that people are eating well and drinking water and exercising and sleeping. Those are very helpful foundations. On top of that, we can add some additional therapies to help people better manage their mood and anxiety and stress, and as well as a medication if needed.
Dr. Gill, one issue seems to be the isolation or perhaps lack of in-person family and friends support right now due to worries about spreading COVID-19. What can be done about that?
So it's true that a lack of social support really increases the risk for any mood or anxiety problems. There's a lot of risk with untreated mental health problems to mom and also to children. So we're weighing that risk against the risks of exposure to COVID-19. So as much as possible as we can mitigate the risks of exposure, meaning including people that have not been around others that are sick or not having symptoms themselves, and then accepting that help into your home so you can get that support.
So perhaps a family member, for example, who wants to help after the new baby arrives, they might be in isolation for 2 weeks so that they're in a better position to go and help out after the baby is born.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. We're just trying to mitigate the risks of exposure so people can actually get the support and help that they need.
What about pregnant women or new moms who are feeling quite isolated? What can they do?
Trying to reach out to virtual supports. These are friends, family members that you can talk to on the phone, you can do a Zoom with, and they can just provide some of the emotional and psychological support that people need during this time, just so that people are not feeling alone with what they are experiencing.
If someone is pregnant or a new mom and they're struggling with some mental health issues, what can they do to get some help?
Sure. So they could reach out to their OBGYN physician or pediatrician who might have some names and resources for referrals. Each county has a Department of Mental Health, and that is a referral to anybody living in that area. The really nice thing is that we can do all this work throughout the state virtually right now. So our program offers this resource as well.
Dr. Gill, thanks for this information about mental health issues for pregnant women and new moms.
Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.